on the Big Sports Breakfast. It's Laurie Daly's Power Rankings.
Now, Lozza, in the wake of Ariane Titmus's amazing Olympic moment for Australia yesterday, you're going down that path with your power rankings. What do you got for us?
Well, I just thought my standout moments in Olympics, Mido, and the ones that I can remember. So I can't go back as far as like Dawn Fraser, Herb Elliott, those type of people. And, they're legends in Australian sport. But for me, the ones that I can remember and the ones that stand out, I thought I would... I would let you know who they were. So starting with number five, it was Debbie Flintoff King at Seoul in the 400-metre hurdles. I remember her winning, just getting there, and just thinking, geez, how good is that? How good is that? This young lady from Australia in the hurdles, big event and a tough event. And the other thing about Debbie Flintoff King, there was some talk about her not going to the Olympics because her sister died 2 days before. So she didn't know whether she'd jump on the plane and go, but she did that and she was able to come away with a gold medal. So that was number five. Number four was Duncan Armstrong at the same Olympics in the 200
freestyle,
winning gold. And the other thing about Duncan Armstrong, I think he won silver as well in the same meet. But he swim was fantastic with Laurie Lawrence in the stand cheering him on. You remember the scenes that Laurie Lawrence carried on with. It was similar to what Dean Boxall did yesterday. But he was a monster, Duncan Armstrong. And I didn't realise how big he was until it would have been 20-odd years ago when Duncan used to work at Fox Sports. He used to host... programs there on the weekend, and I got to meet him and see how big he was, and asked him about that swim, and asked him about Laurie Lawrence, and he just said that he just had him primed, and they had a plan going into that race, and it just worked out towards the end. But in the 200 free, he won gold, and then in the 400 meter free, he won silver. So that was a big standout moment for me. Then of course you had Ian Thorpe, world record 400 2000. 2000 Olympics in Sydney, 400 free world record. He won gold in the 4x100 as well and 4x200. And all those events that he won gold in, they broke the world record. So Thorpe, he was a genius, and we all know what type of swimmer he was and how good he was. And you could arguably put him in on the podium for the greatest ever Australian swimmer. Kieran Perkins, we had him on as Australian legend. Last Friday in 96, Atlanta, 1500 metres, qualifying, just getting into the final, lane eight, and then to produce the swim that he did. And again, it was one of those moments you recall where you were. And Kieran Perkins, what a legend, what a swimmer. And number one, I was lucky enough to be at the Sydney 2000 Olympics the night that Cathy Freeman won gold. In the 400. What a performance. The weight of the nation on her shoulders. She came around the bend, and I can remember that roar. It was deafening. And I have never seen as many people happy in one venue as that night. Everyone was going off. People around you that you didn't know, you were hugging, you were high-fiving, you were cheering. And I think Australia felt proud when she won. And that was a significant moment in our history and a significant moment for Cathy Freeman, obviously being Indigenous, being the second Indigenous person to win a gold medal. I think Nova Peris was the first in hockey, but for what she did on that night with the weight of expectation on her shoulder was just superb.
It's a good five, Loz.
No Thorpey.
No, you got Thorpey.
Did you get Thorpey at three?
Oh, you had him at three.
Had Thorpey at three. So Kieran Perkins, two. Cathy Freeman won.
Kieran Perkins in front of Thorpe. Big core, Daly.
Yeah. No, that swim. And 1,500 back then was massive.
Yeah, massive event, wasn't it? Yeah. We had superstars.
Yeah. And then you've got, there's plenty of people that you left out that could have made that list. Susie O'Neill.
Yeah.
She was a favourite.
Yeah.
Sally Pearson was another one. In the hurdles.
It's all personal opinion, isn't it?
Yeah. But these are the ones that I remember.
There's so many.
Yeah, These are the ones that stand out. They're more standout moments for me. I could have picked a Sally Pearson. I could have picked an Ariane Titmus.
Yeah.
Because that'll be a moment that I'll remember. But they were the standout five.
I think when
for
you're
for whatever
there,
reason, that's what they were.
Freeman, you were there. You were in the
I
stand.
Was there. Oh,
so that would make it, you know, versus me watching it on television, for example, there would be a significant if you're there at the time in that atmosphere, like you say, that feeling of everyone around you as well.
Yep.
That would make it that lasts forever in your mind.
When she was running around the bend.
Yeah.
Because it was a bit I think everyone was nervous. You could feel the tension in the stadium. Everyone was just sort of, holding each other's hands and praying.
Fingers crossed.
And you're just there. And then everyone was subdued. And then, 100 metres into the race, you started getting a bit more excited. 200, 300 around the bend. And then everyone is up. And then they're roaring and cheering. And it was just spine-tingling. Unbelievable.
Yeah. I think with Sally Pearson, I almost remember her silver medal 4 years before because of her reaction after the race, remember? Her so raw reaction. Oh, my God, I can't believe this. Yeah. More so, whereas in 2012, she was very much at that point just about expected to win gold.
Yeah.
Whereas when she won silver in 08, that was like, wow, who's this girl? Where's she come from? Yeah. What a reaction. How Aussie is she? How good? It's a good five, Loz. Love it, but a lot of great moments there that probably just on the cusp as well.